Today is Friday, July 31st, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life whenever I feel like it, and you listen. And today is no different. I don't like that intro, but I'm still workshopping. Unless I go back to 5 days a week, because then I could just change it back to what it was before, but I don't know. Again, I'm not willing to commit to that. It is National Mutt Day. It's also National Get Gnarly Day, which has something to do with surfing, apparently. It's National Talk in an Elevator Day. And it's National Raspberry Cake Day. And finally, it's National Avocado Day. I do love avocados. I'm a big fan of avocados of all type. Well, ripe avocados that are not brown, that are nice and green. So yeah, yesterday I told you guys I went to there was a big mix up because I think I told you, but I honestly don't remember. So I got up and I thought I had yesterday, other than my therapy, I thought I had the day kind of free. And like I said, I've been working on this project, this coding project, where I'm building a podcast production tool. And the production tool has a soundboard for, you know, audio effects and bumpers and things like that you want to play. It has segments, a segment soundboard that can be basically, you can create a small soundboard that has up to 5 sounds that you can attach to a segment. So let's say we have a news quiz segment. I can attach a news quiz segment to the news quiz card. And then when I click on the news quiz card, it brings up the segment so I can have all my news quiz sounds all in one place. It has an organizational board, which we call a Kanban board, which basically lets you add notes or topics, because we use that in the Gay Mix and other podcasts to figure out what we're going to talk about. I don't really do that as much in Geeky Gay. I do. Sometimes I'll have a list, but most of the time it's off the top of my head. But a lot of podcasts, including the Gay Mix, especially when you have a co-host or more than one co-host, you'll have a list of things you're going to talk about. And so there's that view. There's a checklist that you can create. So when Daniel and I start a new live stream, we have a checklist that we go through to make sure we don't forget anything, like starting the YouTube stream, starting the video recording, starting the audio recording, streaming on Pride 48, like all of those things that we have to do. We have a checklist. We have notes that can be attached to a card, so you can create notes like a script or something like that. If you have a read for a commercial or something like that, so you have notes. And I'm trying to think what else there is. Contact management. If you are a show that gets contact, like emails, text messages, voicemails, the contact will bring those in, and then you can prepare contact for an episode, so you can create the list of voicemails that you're going to play. And then when you get to the actual episode, the episode control room will bring in those messages so you can play them. And then there's a trivia tool which helps me specifically create and run the trivia games for Daniel. So there's a last one that I'm playing around with, and it would be a replacement for Zoom. It would allow Daniel and I to connect to each other over video. And then we would be able to record our individual video and audio tracks. And that's the next big thing I want to work on when I get everything else kind of laid out. But Daniel, we went over a couple of weeks of Daniel going through the application as a user and basically saying, oh, here's something I would find useful or whatever. So he kept creating little feature requests. And so I've been working on those, and I've completely finished with Daniel's feature request. Here's the thing. He says the UI is not great. And I was really okay with the UI. Like but I don't think I have good UI taste. Because even when I was a product manager, I would be perfectly fine with the UX or the UI of something. I'd be like, oh, this is great. And then other people would be like, oh yeah, we've got to redesign that UI. And the same thing, like I think the UI is pretty. I think it's nice to look at. I think it's organized. I think there's a workflow. But Daniel keeps saying the UI needs to be worked on. So I guess the next thing I'm doing is I'm working on the UI a little bit. And I don't know exactly what changes I'm going to make, but I'm basically going to go to ChatGPT and I'm going to say, hey, review this page as a expert UX designer and tell me what things need to be fixed. And then just going to go through and kind of say, okay, yeah, fix that. Don't fix this other thing, et cetera. So we'll see. I'm not going to change it drastically because, again, I like the direction it's heading. There are always some small changes that you can make, but I like the direction that it's heading. So we'll see. All right. Well, let's talk about Cartagena. And we are on. So as you guys have been listening to this, I've been talking about a day per episode, and we're currently on day 4 of Cartagena. So day 5 is the start of the cruise. Day 4, we got up, we had breakfast in the hotel. There was this lady. So there are these ladies in Cartagena, and I'm assuming in other places in Colombia. And I forget what they call them, but they wear these really bright costumes. Blues and reds and oranges and yellows and all of that. Dresses. And I think they wear like some sort of headwear as well. I'm trying to remember. You're not supposed to take a picture of them. Well, the common courtesy is don't take a picture of them unless you're going to tip them, because that's how they make their living, is by having people take pictures of them. And apparently they can, like in the old days, they know how to carry big bowls of fruit on their head. And so one of these ladies came into my hotel. I mean, they must pay her. But she came into the hotel, into the restaurant, with a big bowl of fruit on her head, and was walking around asking people, do you want some pineapple? Do you want whatever? You know, all the fruits that she had in this big bowl. It was a huge bowl on her head. And she set up a little station and started cutting up fruit and giving people fresh fruit. We did a small tour of the city wall because Cartagena is a walled city that's been walled since, I don't know, I would only be guessing, but it's a colonial, it's a long time ago. It was how they protected the city. Now, the city has grown outside the walls. It is larger now, but they do have this UNESCO heritage site that is all walled. It's completely walled in. They've cut little entrances into the wall so that, not little entrances, but I mean, there are entrances in the wall so that everyone can get in and out of the walled city, but it still has a wall all the way around it. So we did a little tour of that, and we just walked to one of the sections of the wall and took some pictures, etc. And the next thing that we had to do was a cooking class. So we walked to the place that the cooking class was. We were let in, and there was one other lady, and she only spoke Spanish, and we only really spoke English. But we did find out that the chef could speak English and Spanish, so he was planning on doing the class in both English and Spanish. So that worked perfectly. And the chef was cute. I mean, he was a cute younger Colombian guy. He walked us through making each dish. He went through the menu. Here's what the menu is going to be. He walked us through each dish, how to make it. And he had us help. So it was really cool. He would say, okay, we have to do this thing. We have to mash the plantains or whatever. And then he would give the bowl to one of us and say, here, mash the plantains. Here's how you do it. And can you do that? And then he would say, okay, we've got to cut up the tomatoes. Here's how to cut up the tomato. Here's the shape I'm looking for. And then he would hand that to someone else and say, will you finish cutting up the tomato, et cetera. And then he would take all those ingredients and put them in the main thing. He even let me cook. He let us actually stand at the stove and cook. I cooked some arepas and fried some arepas. And so arepas are kind of like this thing that we used to have when I was growing up called hot water cornbread, where you would make a cornbread mix and you would make it into a patty and then you would fry it. And I think it was just made with cornmeal and hot water, if I remember correctly. But so we made arepas, we made with two different sauces, we made patacones, which is a smashed fried plantain. That was with a sauce and shrimp. We made a fish dish that didn't taste like fish at all. It was grouper. And it was so good. It was with smashed yuca, which tasted like mashed potatoes. And we had caramelized plantain and ice cream made of tropical fruit that's called lulo for dessert. And I loved the cooking class. It was the favorite thing that we did. We got emailed the recipes at the end. It was good. And after that, we went back to the hotel to relax a bit. Mark worked out, we played Pokemon. And we had a special dinner at this restaurant called Salele, and it was an 8-course tasting menu with a drinks pairing. The food was so good. It was a really good night. I really liked all the food, which is rare. I don't normally like all the food at an 8-course tasting menu, but I liked everything they served. The fish, the meat, everything was so good. It was all beautiful. That's one of the cool things about tasting menus. Normally, they're very artistic and beautiful. And it was everything. And the drinks weren't just wine. They had a beer that they served with one of the courses. They had a cocktail that they served with one of the courses. It was really good. It was really good. I really enjoyed Salele. It was in an apartment because they're renovating their restaurant. And so they had rented out this apartment and they're doing these pop-ups. But it looked like a restaurant. It was a really nice, a huge apartment, like a condo, and it was open floor plan. So it basically, they had converted it into a restaurant. It looked great. After dinner, we found a shop and bought a magnet because we always have to get a magnet everywhere we go. And then we went back to the hotel and started packing because the next day was the start of the cruise. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.